You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before we get into our topic, I just want to say Jeremy just showed me a video. His son Reed is taking guitar lessons from our producer, Josh.
Yeah.
And Jeremy just showed me a video from, what was that, last night?
Just last night, guitar? Yeah. Josh came over, and Reed's been bugging Josh to bring over his electric guitar so he can kind of get the feel of it and, you know, hear it. And yeah. They had it turned to 11, Dom. And
oh, my God. He was good.
He's getting really good. So I got to give kudos to our buddy Josh, our producer. He's really teaching Reed a lot. And I foresee an electric guitar this Christmas. We'll let him get a little bit better and keep going, but
there's
I have
something
a feeling.
Funny. There's something funny and charming about a nine-year-old who can rock out on electric guitar.
I know, so. And it's a full-size one, too, so it's this little kid holding this full-size electric guitar just, you know, shredding on it. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Kind of cute.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah,
that was
you
fun.
Bet. You bet.
So we were talking yesterday a little bit about men who cry, and something came up, I think it was with one of our callers, and Jeremy and I were talking about it, and then lo and behold, we go our separate ways, and yesterday afternoon, during the Mars robotic rover landing, Jeremy and I came back into work today and said we both kind of, we welled up. We had tears watching that. I made sure, because Gretchen was in the kitchen doing something while I was standing. I got up off the couch because I was so nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been sitting there the whole time. I had my laptop, even on my lap. I was trying to do some work while I watched. I put that down and just concentrated. Then I stood up, and I'm standing in front of the TV with my arms crossed.
Like, yeah, anxious.
Because of the nerves.
Very much so.
Over it all.
Yeah.
And then when they, you know, announced that it was successfully down, and those, you know, those scientists and those workers at, you know, Mission Control just lost their ever-loving minds. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was wiping a tear away, and I'm glancing over to see, make sure that Gretchen can't see that I'm like welling up over this.
Isn't that cute? Mine was it was the it was a laugh, like like a they did it laugh, while at the same time the kind of, you know, and I had a couple tears rolling down my cheeks. Mm-hmm. I told Dom earlier in the show, it just felt very patriotic, I guess, you know, that America did this team of people that have devoted their life to doing this, and they pulled it off. It was a huge success. And when it happens, and if you really think about what they did and how incredible it is, and for them to celebrate like that, I felt like I was a part of it somehow.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Right. It's well said. You know, the thing is, it's years of their lives spent.
It is.
And during those, what they call the 7 minutes of terror, when it's going through the atmosphere and everything, you think about all their years of work could just go up in flames. I mean, it could, right?
It could just end.
Yeah, 7 minutes to try to encapsulate what they've spent years working on. And I don't know when okay, enough about that. It's just
it's cool stuff, though. It really is cool stuff.
So we were talking, though, about, you know, what causes men to cry, and what's the last time either you as a man cried, or women, the man in your life, the last time he cried. And we've started getting some notes. Before you read the ones that you've had posted.
A ton came in on Facebook. We will say that our phone lines are open. I mean, if anybody wants to call, that's cool. We're getting a ton of stuff on social. But 303-691-1649. And again, let's reiterate, it's nothing tragic. No family member dying. No medical issue. We're talking about the fun stuff. Why you cried, okay?
Yeah, so like, listen, here's a couple of emails we got. Emma said, I heard you talking about men who cry, and I wanted to share my thought. A man who can show emotion is a beautiful thing, and I love it. A man who always shows emotion and frequently cries is not a beautiful thing.
Okay.
She says, my last boyfriend would cry over songs on the radio, and that was the last straw for me. Thanks, love your show. That's from Emma.
Okay, but you know, those songs probably evoked some sort of memory, and
I don't
know. Or was it just a love song?
And, I think it's just God. The hear song.
Oh, my God, Taylor Swift. She's been done so much wrong.
Deborah says, my husband never, ever cried in front of me. Not at our wedding, not at the birth of our daughter. But when his Cubs won the World Series a few years ago, I couldn't believe how much he blubbered. It was almost embarrassing. I probably shouldn't have laughed, but I couldn't help it. That's from Deborah. So he's stony-faced through everything until his team, the perennial losers, finally won, and he just broke down.
All right. Like, I don't even like football, but I will say, like, the times, like, 5 years ago when Peyton Manning won and he hoisted the trophy and you kind of knew it was the end of his career, I got a little, you know, a little weepy just because I felt good for the guy. Okay, I get the sports one.
I am not ashamed to say that there are movies that will make me cry. And besides the ones that we talk about on the show, there will be something like surprising. I mean, okay, I'll turn him. I put my man license on hold for a week with this. It's on suspension. But last weekend, we introduced Zoe to When Harry Met Sally. And at the very end, when, you know, Billy Crystal goes through that whole speech, you know, about I love you because of this, I love this, and I start feeling like misty-eyed again.
Yeah,
and I thought,
powerful.
I can't do this,
especially
can't do it in front of my wife and my stepdaughter.
Not now.
So I had to try to cover with like a, like you did, like a little chuckle. Oh, that's really, you know, look the other way.
You should have just got up and walked over and started making out with your wife. This is how I feel too. Right in front of your stepdaughter.
She'd go, ew. What are a couple of them we've gotten online?
Speaking of movies, Jennifer is busting her husband. She says, he cries at the movie Armageddon when Bruce Willis dies. And she writes, every period, single period, time, period.
Spoiler, by the way.
Spoiler alert, yeah. So I don't know how many times they're watching this movie, but every time... he cries. Sherry said her husband cried a couple weeks ago when the adoption of a dog fell through. Oh, he didn't get his puppy.
Aww.
Another movie, Eric says, I cried at the end of the last Star Wars movie, knowing that it was the end of the series. That sounds like our buddy Jonathan on Facebook, who's the big Star Wars nerd.
Mm-hmm.
I can see him doing that.
Although, is it the end?
It's not the end, buddy. There's plenty more Star Wars.
They make over $1 billion per film. They won't be over.
Yeah. Here's three more. Ryan says he cried over 3 years ago. It's been 3 years since this guy's cried. When he passed his EMT exam. Started crying his eyes out. Oh, I get to resuscitate people. It's wonderful. This is great.
I can see that.
Okay, so multiple ones of this came in. Doug is saying this week's episode of This Is Us. I don't watch that show. We probably got 10 messages from guys that said they cried during that show. And Doug says, if you're a father and you didn't shed a tear, you're a monster. So I don't know what happened on this episode,
but something
big. And a lot of guys were crying. And then Devin says, I bust my man all the time. He tears up while he's watching Master Chef. It's so cute how he's moved by these inspiring people going after their dreams on a chef show.
That's kind of cute, though, isn't it?
It is kind of cute.
Okay. You want to share? 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Let's see how much of a man, the guys who are listening right now,
step up,
women
dudes.
Have no problem calling in and busting their dudes on this.
Yeah.
But let's see, if you're a real man, you can call and admit it. Jeremy and I have both admitted the times that we cried.
Just yesterday, come on.
You're like, I don't ever cry.
Whatever, tough guy.
303-691-1649. We'll cry with you.
It's your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
It's pretty entertaining, I have to say.
On Mix 100.
We're about 15 to 20 minutes away from today's Mind Bender. We'll have that coming up at 7:30. Somebody mentions the Mind Bender in a note I'm going to read in just a second. And the note might make us well up and cry a little
beautiful.
Bit.
Beautiful.
First, let's go to the phones. We have, look out, Jeremy, it's an evil Heather on the line.
Oh, great.
Heather, what are you doing?
Not much, just listening to you.
Oh, we appreciate that. So what do you know about men who cry?
Oh, it was my ex-husband, and he wasn't a crier, except when he would hear Ground Control to Major Tom.
Oh,
and he
no.
would hear that, And he would just start crying and blubbering. And I'd say, what's the matter with you? And he would say, it's just so sad. I don't think he knew at the time get the reference to the drug addiction that the song has.
Oh, my goodness.
But he would just break down in tears.
That's hilarious.
Somewhere he's crying.
I actually cry when that song comes on because it's not very good.
For the other reason?
I judge you too.
Heather, you are delightful. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye, thanks. Heather.
Back at ya.
See ya. Thanks for being on the show. I don't know if you want to share any, but I've got a couple.
I got a couple, too. You want to
go
rotate?
Ahead.
Okay.
Yeah,
Sam says, I've cried on multiple occasions. I've teared up during the TV show Undercover Boss, only to the episodes where the boss gives back so much to the associates. No shame in my game, he said.
That's good.
Crying his eyes out. Bart says, I cry over those military homecoming videos that people post online where the service members come home and surprise their families. Yes, 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 Bart. All day long. And let me give you one more. John says, this is timely. I actually cried in the store, the grocery store, after I got the COVID vaccine. It was a small step to getting back to normal, and it was just so overwhelming.
I can see that.
I can see that one, too.
Totally.
No shame in your game either, John.
All right, last two. Michael's is funny. He goes, I'm a guy who cries at school performances. My daughter sang in a little school show 2 years ago, and I had to leave the room. I was bawling so much. Really embarrassing.
How cute is that?
His daughter's up there singing
at
school.
Dude, that's a cute factor of 10.0 right there.
And I'm not going to lie. Dan's, we're going to close it out on Dan's. This one made me almost well up reading it.
Okay.
He says, you're going to think I'm sucking up, but I cried when I won the Mindbender about a year ago. I listened with my kids for years, taking them to school. Now they're both gone to college, and I thought I'd try calling into play, and I won. And I'm going, wait a minute, because I'm starting to well up again. He goes, after I hung up, I texted my two kids, and the next thing I know, I'm sitting there in the car crying my eyes out. He says, thanks for all you guys do to bring families together.
That's beautiful.
You've got to be a flipping robot if that doesn't get you all misty-eyed.
I won.
You know what? It wasn't the winning. It was the whole family thing.
We used to listen play with his together.
Kids, and now his kids are gone, and he called in and he won, and it was,
Goosebumps.
I need a break.
Goosebumps.